Governor Earl Ray Tomlin was joined by members of the state legislature, Division of Tourism representatives, and craft brewers from around the state for the ceremonial signing of two bills Monday. Governor Tomlin signed Senate Bill 581 Monday afternoon at the state capitol. The bill transfers oversight of the state courtesy patrol from the Division of Tourism to the Division of Highways. Some of the funding for the program, though, about $4.2 million, will stay with the Division of Tourism to be used for a national and regional advertising campaign. Tomlin also signed Senate Bill 273. The bill makes multiple changes to state code to help support the growth of the state's craft brewing industry. It allows craft brewers to sell growlers or reusable jugs that are filled with draft beer. The bill also realigns the licensing fees for brewers, bringing the prices down to help small breweries compete. Brian Arnett, co-founder of Mountain State Brewing Company in Davis, says that's an important change.
The license fees to start a brewery and a brew pub were about $3,000 a year, and you really can't make enough beer to even pay for a $3,000 license. So, you know, the scaled licensing fee is going to basically link the license fees to the brewery's production.
Arnett says the bill is a start, but he and the West Virginia Craft Brewers Guild plan to work with lawmakers to continue to find ways to support the industry in the state. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.